Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Dosky.
It would be a little weird. Dosky. That's a fun one.
As opposed to Oski, which is what you say when you pick a pass off. Dosky.
Dosky.
There you go. Wherever you're in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you are cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. Night game at Davis-Wade Stadium, so if you're tailgating, you got plenty of time to get out there. But if you're just staying at home and firing up the grill, whatever it is, make beef the star of the cookout. No one will be disappointed, least of all you. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Do you need new gear? Do you need the state script and interlocking? A new hat, a new hoodie, a new polo or pullover? Whatever it is, you can get it at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell. You can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. Best meal in town, always going to be at Restaurant Tyler. If you want to enjoy a fantastic dinner Friday night in Starkville, I suggest you get to Restaurant Tyler. Order a steak. Order some crawfish dip. Order the pork chop. Order, by the way, this is just you. This is just for you. Don't worry about anybody else at the table. You're getting all these things. And, of course, the stuffed pancake to finish things off. So good. So delicious. It's the best meal in town. If you're talking about a fantastic dinner, there's only one place to go in Starkville, and that's Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank has 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You get those answers at a place that knows you as well as it knows your money. You get those answers at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. It is Rumblings Day here on the podcast, our first in-season Rumblings of 2025. Of course, the Rumblings are brought to you by the good folks over at Paul Davis Restoration, the official disaster relief service of Mississippi State University, a name you can trust when you have water, fire, mold, storm damage. 24/7 service is there for you with Paul Davis Restoration. Their expert team provides fast professional service to restore your home and business to its original condition, but they don't stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services that make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are our priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. If you are in the Golden Triangle, if you're in Tupelo, call Paul Davis Restoration. Let's jump right in here. I'm so far ahead behind here, Robbie. I haven't even paid attention. I don't even have the rumblings. I don't even the mentions pulled up yet.
It's going to take me days to get back to the first mentions because
stuff's happened.
I made the mistake. I think I was the first like person with any kind of like following to quote that Kenny Dillingham thing.
Ah, yeah, you're in trouble.
And it's.
I did not quote it specifically for this purpose. Now, I did quote, I did put out a video a little bit ago that our friend Brad Denny from Speak of the Devils podcast, which I will be a guest on this week, and he is a guest on this podcast later this week, sent me this video. He said, cowbell training is in full effect, and he sent me a video. I was like, can I put that out? And he said, sure. So I'm getting a little bit of that as well. I don't know if you saw the video, Robbie. It's a guy's returning a punt, and he's got one of his teammates basically right behind him with a cowbell in his ear. So it's like you got to catch the punt while the cowbell's going.
I applaud the effort. The little cowbells that you know, yeah. You're ringing the dinner bell for mm-hmm. the
This
cats, because we
guy
get
at least
fancy
had a real
feast.
cowbell with the handle, and it looked like something you could buy at, locally. So we'll see. See how it goes.
I
How
don't
was
think any of that's going to
No,
really
it's
fully prepare them, but
no, no question. All right, let's jump right in. Brick Thomas, I'm doing my part and wearing black to the game on Saturday. Well, I appreciate you, Brick. There are some people who haven't paid for a ticket to Mississippi State athletic events in 40 years that don't want to wear black to this game, but the hell with them.
and by the way, those people are such a detriment to Mississippi State.
The worst.
If you're going out of your way to
To, yeah.
say, I'm not going to do something that's
Yeah.
going to help Mississippi State
That's the
win,
problem.
you are very, you're very bad for the
You're a bad
university.
bulldog. I always say I won't preach at you. I will on that. I will
Yeah.
on that. If the university says,
We made a
we want to do
mistake.
this,
We made a mistake of preaching to the fans a couple years ago, and we've kind of drifted away from that.
we have.
But for that,
That I
you
will.
deserve to be
Don't
chastised.
be that guy. Wear maroon. Oh, sorry.
Or lady.
Wear black. Yeah, or lady in this case. Yes. The only thing is the banner M. I have a pin to cover that up. Does this affect the game? You get a pin, or you can go get one. They're always passing out those stickers, right? The beat Arizona State stickers, the alumni. Just put that over the old banner, and it'll be just fine. Nobody will say anything. That being said, that sticker will likely have the banner M on it as well, but it is what it
You're,
is.
it's just like I have, if you look behind me, there are Banner M
Yeah, you just can't
names.
avoid it.
You can't avoid it.
Yeah,
For
it's
the
fine.
last 25 years, Mississippi State's had the Banner M.
And yeah, this
And
is the only black shirt you have.
there's not a lot
Yeah.
of black Mississippi State shirts, so I'm not going to shame you
I
if
will
you
say
have.
this. If you I don't know where you live, Brick. If you live in the Jackson area, College Corner has got a ton of black state script shirts you can buy. They don't have an
I think they
interlocking
live in the
sleeve.
Tupelo areas.
Okay, well then that's no good. So I tried. I tried. You know what? Come if you want to, you can always come down to Maroon and Co. and see what they've got and use our promo code. So give that a look. All right, let's move on here. All right, I'm going to address this because apparently San Francisco McGee said it is where this all started. And it's made a way, and like three or four or five people have asked me this in this question. Are we rushing the field if a certain outcome were to occur? I believe a field rushing should be totally spontaneous. If it happens, it happens. What I don't believe in is talking about it ahead of time. I will not have a we should not rush the floor with 5 minutes to go situation again. Why are we talking about this? Let's play the game, and then if that in that moment, if you decide to come over the fence, first off, it's a long drop. Good luck with that. But secondly, that's on you. All right. But what we're not going to do on this podcast is plan to rush the field.
No.
Okay? You want to do it when it happens? That's on you. Your
And
choice. I want to win.
I don't really think this calls for
I
that.
don't either. This is one of those things. This I'm trying, and I'm not disrespecting Arizona State. Really, I'm not. All right, but the last time Mississippi State rushed the field was when they beat Florida in 2004, and they beat Florida.
2004.
I'm just saying, like normally when State has rushed the field, they've been beating a team like a Florida or an Alabama or something like that. No offense to Arizona State, they're a good program, they're a good team. They could very easily win this game. You can't rush the field when you beat Arizona State if you're
No,
Mississippi State. You just
no.
can't. No, I would say myself, I wouldn't do it. If you choose to do it, that's fine. What we will not do here on Wednesday is prepare for it. That's not going to happen. So stop talking about it, is what I would say.
I don't know where that you said San Francisco
That's
McGee
what I was
started
told.
it.
Yeah,
No.
he mentioned he's like, I want to see you guys rush the field or something, and it's just kind of gone from there. And of course, the idiots like Jordan Berkeley have picked up on it, and so going on there. That guy finally got some of what he deserved. Yesterday. Did you see that?
No, he's been muted for like 2 years.
Well, I couldn't help it. One of my friends was like, "Is this real?" And I'm just like, "Oh my God, no." He put out that game day was considering coming to Starkville after they had already announced they were going to be in Norman today. And finally, everybody was like, "Guy, I like you, but this is too much." And
Yeah,
there you go.
it's a bad account. It's a
Yeah,
really bad
he's an Ole
account.
Miss fan. I believe. I don't care what anybody tells me. I don't care what you say. I use my eyes. I use my brain. I see what is happening. He's an Ole Miss
I
fan.
muted him at one point, and it's been out of sight, out of mind ever since,
And
like
you
I do with a
popped it.
lot of those people.
Yeah. All right, let's move forward. Hunter Bowen, my wife and I went to the Kansas State game in 2018 and the Arizona State game last year. What is the most unique non-conference road game you two have seen the Bulldogs play in person? I was at that Kansas State game, so that would definitely count.
And football?
Yeah. Did you go to Troy?
No, I went to Law Tech. That one, I don't know
Okay,
if that was
that's a good that's a,
unique.
yeah.
We had.
I'm trying to think. I plan to go to Minnesota next year if that game remains on the schedule. I'll play that.
I have not been to a lot of non-conference road
Yeah.
games. I've been to Southern Miss and La Tech, I guess. I
Football.
think that's it.
I went to the Superdome for the game against Louisiana Lafayette a few years ago. That's not really a
That one was up there. That was
Yeah,
kind of
that was a lot of
unique.
fun. That was
I
fun.
mean, it's in the Superdome and you're playing ULL. Like,
Yeah.
it was so cold in there. I didn't understand why it
Dude, the
was so
press
cold.
box, if you follow the Saints beat writers, which I do, they talk about it all the time. They're like, it is freezing cold in the Superdome press box because you're just so close to the ceiling and the air conditioning is right there. It's just miserable. So
Yep.
Ryan Reynolds, the actor. There's a Manchester United fan that isn't cutting his hair until they win 5 games in a row. I see this guy on Instagram all the time. He is going on 335 days since his last haircut. And buddy, it's not like it's growing down. It's growing up.
Out.
Yeah, it's a big puffball.
Yeah.
And so I feel bad for the guy at this point. If I did this for MSU football, how many days would I go before on my next haircut? I mean, I don't think I would get it this year. I'll be honest. I don't think it would happen this year. So we're talking about a full year. It might never happen. When's the last time Mississippi State, I guess, they started the 2014 season 8-0. Is that right? 9-0? They were 9-0. So that's the last time they've won 5 games in a row, right? Yeah. Has to be.
Guess I didn't do it in 15, did they?
No, couldn't have. They were what? Because they were 8-4 in the
17?
regular season. There's no way. 17, they were 8-4 in the regular season. I don't think they could have.
Yeah, that might have been it.
So you're going on 10 years. So no, that's never going to happen, by the way, just in case you're wondering.
They won 3 in a row, 3, 4. They won 4 in a row in 17. And
Okay.
I think that's probably going to be the last time.
So it's just not going to work. Dylan Newell asks, why is sandwich meat round when bread is square? Why are there 10 hot dogs in a packet but 8 buns? I mean, these are one of the questions that people ask all the time.
There
I've been burgers too.
is square sandwich meat.
Yeah, some of it is, like the really processed stuff can be sandwich like that, but.
Well, I mean, there's ham. Like, you can buy ham that's basically square
Yeah,
or
but that's what I'm
rectangle.
saying. It's like super processed.
Yeah.
It's not like you're cutting it off the ham. Like if you go to the deli, if you get the loaf of ham, yeah, it's square. But
The
if you get
deli meat is not really round.
No, it's not. It's like oblong, right? It's
Yeah, it's like it's, they
cylindrical.
cut it up. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Good question. Brogan
Well,
Fairchild.
I mean, the answer is that the bread in the way that it's baked, that's the formation that it takes.
Yes.
Like, bread
You can,
takes
but there's
that.
round bread too.
There is, but for the it just it essentially it depends on what pan you put it in.
Exactly. Whatever pan you put bread in, that is what the bread shape will be.
Yeah.
But there you go. Brogan Fairchild, what movie has the most relatable dialogue to you? What a great question. I have a good answer, I think.
I don't know. I'd have to really think about that.
Mine popped into my head immediately. Old school.
Which part?
The whole thing, like that's the movie, the dialogue is relatable. Like the whole idea of these three older friends.
I was thinking he was talking about like a specific dial, like a specific
Oh,
conversation or
well, I mean,
quote.
like the th oh, like yeah. I'm married. Do I look happy to you? There's my wife over there. I see her right there. Always smiling. Hi, honey. Judging, watching. Look at the baby. Look at the baby. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you catch the early flight home from San Diego. Yeah, stuff like yeah. The friends just breaking each other's balls all the time. I use the earmuffs thing a lot. All that stuff. It's just very relatable. It's how older white guys who've been friends for decades talk to each other.
That's
I
true.
have that in my life, so. Old school was my choice.
Okay.
All right. Rank these activities based on them making you want to have a few adult beverages. Grilling slash smoking, watching sports, sitting in your backyard, porch, or dock, a concert, and riding on a boat. I gotta be honest with you, I would not want to be drinking while riding on a boat. I feel like that'd be a bad idea. Just me.
It's fine.
Okay.
The water's, it depends on the water, but it's relatively
Gotcha.
smooth ride. And it
Okay.
depends on the boat you're in.
I think for me, watching sports is the first one. Like if I'm especially if I'm watching sports at home is one thing, but if I'm at a bar or at a restaurant watching sports, I'm probably gonna have a beer.
Or a nice crisp Coke Zero.
What do you
You're
like?
more likely to have the Coke Zero. Watching sports is probably number one. There you go. So people can't see, but there's probably a case of Coke Zero behind you somewhere over there. There it is.
Can I get it to focus there? You guys can see it.
Gosh. Watching sports, sitting on the back porch,
Don't have a
grilling.
back porch, so that's not one for me, so.
Yeah, grilling, concert,
I would not
riding.
want to drink too much while I'm grilling, just because I'm usually concentrating. Like I got to keep an eye on this, you know.
Do you have to concentrate to drink a beverage?
Well, if you drink enough of them, concentration can
I mean,
become a
how many is it
problem.
going to take for you? I mean, like, is it, you can just be sitting there sipping a beer. I mean,
I'm just saying.
it's not like you're sitting there like shotgunning every time you
Hey, if
like
you
look
see
at the
one, you send one,
temperature.
you know. So.
You have to concentrate really hard to grill.
To be locked in. I gotta focus on the meat.
If only you were as locked in on things that I say on the show, that's my goal. Can you be locked in on our friendship like you are smoking a picanha?
Probably not, to be honest with you. The
No, I know that you can't.
picanha is more delicious than the friendship is, so.
That was a rhetorical question.
I
I didn't
got
need an answer to
you, I
it.
got you. Sarthak Sharma. Would you rather be a fan of a team you know pretty much always wins or one that will take you on a roller coaster? Graduated from state and Georgia and wondering which one I should introduce my 10-month-old to. I would much rather be every Saturday waking up expecting domination. I would much rather be a Georgia fan. It'd just be easier. It's less stress.
It is, but at the same time, like it's you have to hit this mark or everybody's going to be disappointed. It's like you get used to it too. Like you get used to dominating people. We both cheered for teams that were dominant in their particular sport,
Yeah.
and eventually it just kind of gets like some of it just it gets kind of mundane.
If you say so, man. I
I
like when
mean, I would
Rutgers were
much rather
great,
be. I'd
I
much rather
would.
be cheering for the team that's winning championships.
Yeah.
That's my answer. But I'm just making kind of a devil's advocate here. Like, whenever you do have the moments where, Mississippi State beats one of those teams, it's the euphoria is significantly higher.
Also from Sarthak, Kiffin to Bama. Well, it's a little early. It's a little early for that. Let's just
I say, just like your cousin says, all he could do is come out and say he's not
say
interested.
no. Just say no.
If he said he's not
Not
interested,
interested.
it'll go away.
Exactly. Our good friend Brian McDuff. Why do talking heads say that the way to beat a specific coach is to punch them in the mouth and score early? Do coaches game plan not to score on the first few drives? Or are there coaches that love to play from behind where you should avoid scoring early? It's just one of those things that announcers say that like they think it makes them sound smart. It doesn't. It doesn't.
That's what happened with TCU last night. They got punched in the mouth.
Yeah, and that was not the way to beat Sonny Dykes, apparently. I have a qu here, rumblings question for you. I'm going to ask Borky this later. When you take into account everything that was built in as far as hype, is that the most disappointing debut for a coach ever?
Yes.
I agree. Like,
And
a
I
lot of
don't.
coaches lose their first game, right? It happens. But you can't bring me Bill Belichick's resume and then have all the drama they've had the last 8 months and get beat like that. You can't have that. That's the most disappointing debut ever.
I was vehemently against this hire from the beginning. There's a thread
Me
on our
both,
board
yeah.
somewhere. I came in there, I thought there was going to be a disaster, and then the stuff happened with his fiance, and that further cemented my thoughts on it. I was looking at Bill Belichick's You mentioned his resume. I was looking at his resume today. And did you know that without Tom Brady, he has
Not
had
good.
eight losing seasons out of 10 years? He has two winning seasons in 10 without Tom Brady. And
And one of those is the
this will be
year when
another one.
there's another year. One of those is the year like in the middle of Brady's prime where he got hurt in the first week. So they still had a great team around him, right? But yeah, it's just, yeah,
And
it's
I'm
tough.
not like, I still think that he's gonna go down as one of the greatest coaches of all time because of the resume. And you can't be an idiot and not and like win the championships that he did. But it is at least somewhat strange to me that without the greatest quarterback of all time, he has been not even mid. He's been worse than mid. His results are not good. And I mean, he essentially got fired at New England. I mean, like the greatest coach they've ever had, it was time to move on. So that guy was washed up for the NFL, and you think bringing him into college football in this era is the way to go? I didn't get it, man. You had the announcers before the game, like Nick Saban, Teddy Bruschi, and I don't know why Teddy Bruschi is on the college football panel, but and then Pat McAfee. All saying, like, they didn't make any compelling points for Bill Belichick to win the game, like, based on what they had. They just said that they couldn't pick against him because it was their friend. Like, that's a very telling sign about where things are there.
Agreed.
He looked like really confused and old, and I just think this is
Just not your
terrible.
own. And then, like, my whole thought with him, and then we'll move on. When they hired him, I was like, if I'm North Carolina, I'm like, look, we need to go out and get elite coordinators that have
Yes.
been in college. And who did he get? He got Freddie Kitchens, hadn't coached in college since when? Not an elite coordinator. And then Bob Diaco is his defensive guy, right? Talk about a guy that, the only step down from Bob Diaco is Alex Grinch. Like, that's the only one I would be like, oh God. I'd almost rather have Peter Sermon
Yeah.
than that
I
guy.
mean the whole staff is like in it's like an NFL thing and like
Exactly.
that's
It just, and then on top of that, you've got Michael Jordan and Lawrence Taylor and Mia Hamm and all these celebrities are at the game. He lose by 34 points. That's the worst debut ever. I agree.
Hired Mac Brown and Bill Belichick in their last two hires, and they've hyped both of the. They hyped Mac Brown up to be like he was about to take over, and like these guys are old, they're outdated.
They need to get a new coach.
A young
That's the,
coach.
by the way, that's the other problem with this is now you've got this guy. What are you doing the rest of the season? What do you say? If you're a North Carolina fan this morning, what did you say? You're like, oh no, we're screwed.
And they had all the balloons at the press conference and
It's so
stuff.
funny. So funny. All right. Berg Dog asked me about field storming. Moving on. Steve Keaton. Did we get this question a bunch too? What's a hotel near Starkville that's not a casino that y'all would recommend? Like the Dillingham thing. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Ridiculous.
Dennis Smith, if we beat when we beat Arizona. When we beat Arizona State Saturday night. All right, Dennis. Get after it, man.
Dennis is all in.
In Starkville and our 4-0 week 5 against Tennessee, should we expect it to be a night game? Will College Game Day be back in God's country and will we be in the top 25? No chance College Game Day will be here that day. That's Alabama, Georgia. That's Oregon, Penn State. That's Ole Miss, LSU. No chance College Game Day will be in Starkville that day. SEC Nation, maybe, but even then, that's a problem. Will it be a night game? It is set as a flex right now, if I'm correct.
2:30 window or 5 to 7. Yeah, so
Almost certainly the 2:30 game that day will be Ole Miss at LSU at Ole Miss. So I think there's a great chance this is it'll be up against Alabama, Georgia. But this could possibly be a night. This should be a night game. Should be your ESPN2 night game. Probably the same time slot State's in this weekend. We'll see.
my question is,
Yeah.
could State be on the verge of the top 25 at that point?
At 4-0 with a win over Arizona State, they might be 25th, 24th. They might be in.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
But this weekend's, it all hinges on this
Yeah, it has
weekend.
hinges on this weekend. Chris Roscoe, why can't ESPN get the logo right? We had to stare at the hideous banner M on the score ticker. Hideous. The whole game. Hopefully someone has pointed this out to the appropriate people. The problem with what you're saying is the appropriate people are the people who put the banner M there.
Yes.
All right, we've been trying to tell you this for a while. The recent events, it's not Selman's decision to leave the Banner M anywhere. All right, that
If
comes
it was up to
from
Zach Selman, the
it
state
would be
script would
gone.
be Mississippi State's logo.
Exactly.
But the university is essentially saying, okay, you can put the state script on the helmet, but we need the banner somewhere.
Yes.
And
Ford
until
Pullman.
those people say,
Say
okay, we're
different.
good with it, then.
Yeah, exactly. Ford Polk, how come our faces are upside down in the reflection of a spoon? This feels like something I could just Google. Why is a face upside down in a spoon?
I don't know if I've ever thought about that.
Your face appears upside down in the bowl of the spoon because the spoon's inward curving surface acts as a concave mirror. Light rays from the top of your face hit the curved surface and are reflected downwards, while rays from your feet are reflected upwards. These reflected light rays then cross each other at the spoon's focal point before reaching your eyes, creating an inverted image beyond that point.
That makes a lot of sense.
Makes sense when you read it like that. What is a core Mississippi State memory of yours? Mine is sitting in the stands at Ole Miss, watching my best friend and us watch Arcido Clark kill Jeremy McGee. Drinking champagne under the Arch of Champions in the Grove in 1998 when State won the West. It's probably my most core one.
Yeah.
So, do I have a basketball or
I
baseball
mean,
being at the 97 regional when DuBose pitched on short rest, pitched a complete game to take State to the College World Series is probably that one. And then do I have a basketball? Oh, for basketball, I was at the Elite Eight game that they beat Cincinnati. So that's my top three.
yeah, mine is football sitting in the press box after Mississippi State clinched the game against Auburn. And knowing in my head that State was about to be the number one team in the country, that was up there. This watching Morgan Williams hit the shot, I remember like it's slow motion. I remember being eye level with Morgan Williams where I was sitting, where she took that shot. And then baseball, the national championship, whenever the out was recorded at first base, and kind of realizing at that moment, Mississippi State just won a national
Yeah,
title.
that's a good one. Another hotel question. Another one from Sarthak Sharma. Guys, bringing my son to his first MSU game this Saturday. I graduated in 2012 and live in Atlanta, so I don't know folks tailgating. Do you know if anybody that might host us and give my wife and son a spot to chill before the game? Thanks in advance. My best bet for is the Alumni Association has a tailgate. I would definitely go check that out. As far as like a private tailgate, I mean, I don't know anybody that's just gonna be like, "Hey, strangers, come on in." But
Yeah.
the Alumni Association will have something going that you can go and sit at and cool off and all that stuff.
Yeah, not sure where that tent is, but yeah, there
It's easy
are
to find,
places.
though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Blake Harrell, another hotel question. Would you like to guys like to see more deep passing attacks like the first quarter? Clearly, we're going to be a heavy run team. No, I would rather see less. I'd rather see more of the running game. I want to see.
I don't think that really. I don't think that really tells the story about what Mississippi State's going to be. I don't think that they were just like not choosing to throw those, or they don't not capable. I think that's just what the defense was showing them. So, just because we didn't see as many deep shots doesn't mean that they're not going to be there. It's just the defense in that moment said, "We are not going to get beat deep like that again," and so they adjusted. And that it happens. You have to take what the defense gives you. You can't just force those. So there will be some deep shots.
Agreed. Our buddy Steve Mormon, what is one saying that your dad said to you when you were a kid that you swore you'd never use, but you had when you had kids, but you do now? I haven't many. I have many, but my dad said, but the only one that can be on the air. People in hell want ice water, but they don't get that either. I've heard that in a time or two, for sure. What you got a big daddyism that you use now?
His was never like he didn't never have like how the grandparents and the
Yeah.
dads had those like he didn't have the old country
He didn't have
sayings.
one? That's disappointing.
No, his was more, he had more biblical sayings and
Okay.
things like that. More.
So my dad said this a lot, and I say it now too. He's like, you can't get blood from a turnip.
Yes.
I say it all the time. So that's it.
I feel like there's very few original
No, they're all.
sayings. They're all passed down in the
Yeah.
South. Like we all use the
Do
same
you know?
one.
There's a guy on he's on Instagram. I assume he's on TikTok too. He does the Southern Grandpa.
Yeah.
His are unbelievable. The one he said the other day was, "That guy's so ugly, he looks like he'd been lit on fire and put out with a chain." It's
Sheesh.
wow. And what he said, he did like, he's like pretending that somebody was going to bow up on him. And what was he like? Are you campaigning for an ass whipping because you're about to get elected? I thought
I
that
heard
was
that
great.
one.
I thought that was great. So, Jay Smith, one game in, how big were the hires of Paul Rhodes and Mike McIntyre to our defensive staff? I believe it was massive. I mean, we're one game in. I can't judge just yet. Give me a couple weeks. Let me see what happens this Saturday, and I'll have a better feel for that.
And also don't like we don't know how
We don't know what
involved
they're
are they?
doing.
I don't
Yeah.
know. I don't think it's fair to Coleman Hutzler if he is a big reason why they've turned things around to
Yeah.
say this is all Mike McIntyre, Paul Rhodes. I do think that they're big. I think having those guys to lean on in that room is huge. And I think they are having an impact, but how much, I don't know yet.
Also from Jay, what's the ideal split of carries for Booth and Bothwell? I think it's 25 to 18-ish, run more with both. I mean, yeah, I don't have a problem with whatever split they come up with. I like both of those guys. If there's one game where Bothwell has 25 carries and Booth has 18, and the next game it's reversed, I don't really care. But I do agree with the second point of the question, which is they need to run the ball more.
Yeah, as long as they're sharing 38 to 40 carries, I think anybody will be okay with that. However it gets there, whoever it goes to at the moment, they just need more carries total.
Where are we here?
It is like crazy how many Ole Miss fans are in my mentions about the Kenny Dillingham thing that are saying like I hate Mississippi State, but I hope they kill Arizona State because of this rant.
It brought us together. I love it.
Well, he's slapping the people of Mississippi around.
That's true. Matt McCann is back with another mascot challenge for you, Robbie. Kentucky edition, Northern
Okay.
Kentucky.
Is that the Viking
You're close.
mascot,
You're close. Yeah.
the Norse,
That's
the
right. That's
is
right.
the
The Norse.
Norse?
Yes. All
They
right.
almost beat Mississippi State in a baseball series a couple years ago.
That's right. It's an easy one here. Western Kentucky.
Hilltoppers.
That's right. Eastern Kentucky. Played them last year.
The Colonels.
That's right. Morehead State.
They're a bird.
That's right.
Eagles.
That's correct. Murray State.
That was where Murray State's the Racers, but Morehead State is where Matthew Mitchell used to coach.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I'm
All right.
surprised I knew all those the Kentucky ones.
You know your mascots, man. John Clark Packer, rank these MSU transfer quarterbacks: Tommy Stevens, KJ Costello, Chapin. I'm going Costello. One broke the all-time SEC single game passing record and beat the defending national champion.
Right now he is.
Yeah.
Because Blake Chapin hasn't really done
Hasn't done
anything yet.
anything. I put
Now,
honestly, Chapin's third, to be honest with you.
if Blake
Stevens has done more. He started more games than Chapin has. Won more games too.
Yeah, but the teams aren't comparable.
They aren't, but I mean, all I can do is compare the guys.
He might be they might be neck and neck right now just because Blake hasn't been able to have a sustained season. If Chapin plays all year and he beats a top 25 team, I think he will still move ahead of Costello. Because
Oh, I agree.
as we sit here right now, the Costello game was kind of a fluke.
It was, but what a
But
fluke. If you're gonna have a fluke, that's the one to have. Goodness.
he did set a record,
Yeah.
so
All right. Cameron Worm,
Big Worm.
what were you most excited about against Southern Miss? Dinner at Crescent City afterwards. That was
Yes,
definitely it.
that was incredible.
What is
I
your
think the defense just
The defense
getting
being
off the
corners. The
field
corners
regularly.
is my answer. The corners is my answer.
Okay.
They played much better than I thought they would.
Yes.
Also from Cameron, what's your favorite animated TV series? I mean, it's obviously Family Guy.
Family Guy is probably
If we're talking
the
about
answer.
animated for
Family
kids,
Guy or South Park?
South Park. If we're talking about for kids, it's Batman the Animated Series.
Oh man, what would be mine? Man, I had so many as a kid. And I watched, like, as a kid, I watched those old Saturday cartoons, like
Oh yeah. I love the
the
Super Friends. That might be my better
Super
answer for you.
Friends, the Bugs Bunny,
Yeah.
like that stuff was awesome to
Yeah.
watch. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what mine would be as like the kids show. Scooby-Doo was probably my favorite show as a kid.
I've heard some love Scooby-Doo, yeah.
Scooby-Doo, like the old school Scooby-Doo was with Casey Kasem as Shaggy. That was probably my favorite.
CJ Lunsford has a question. That the last few years, Fansville preseason commercials have accurately predicted state seasons. 2022 State had an unexpected trip on the coaching carousel. Rest in peace, the Pirate. 2023 State failed to live up to preseason hype. 2024 State had a quarterback injury that derailed the hype train. Was there a hype train last year? I don't recall that. Does the 2025 Fansville State quarterback having a draft slide bode well for State this year? Well, I mean, that it doesn't affect State at all because Blake Chapin can't have a draft slide. He's not ranked anywhere.
Well, why can't Fansville do something positive for once?
I don't know.
We need them to get on the get to kind of switch sides here.
Agreed. I agree. I don't
Yes.
understand. This needs to be State's year. Win a championship. Go to the playoffs. Something like that. Especially it's not because like they're selling Dr. Pepper. It's not like they're selling beer or like drown your sorrows, right? Like Dr. Pepper should make you happy. Like let's be happy over there in Fansville. We'll do two more here and then we'll go to the break. Alex Douglas, rank these tailgate finger foods. Some fine choices here. Barbecue meatballs, Rotel, pigs in a blanket, jalapeno poppers, sliders. First off, if all of that's available at your tailgate, you have a top-notch tailgate.
Yes.
I love a bacon-wrapped jalapeno pop. That's my number
Oh,
one.
those are incredible.
That's not,
That that's your that's that is like peak fall,
yes.
like tailgating food.
Here's how we're going. This is how Brian Haydad's ranking these. Poppers, pigs in a blanket, Rotel, sliders. I'd rather just have a big burger and barbecue meatballs. I like barbecue meatballs, but that's number
Down
five.
the list,
Yeah.
yeah.
So it's
Rotel with some sausage
Oh
in it.
yeah, I'll go all day. Now I want to say something here. The number one tailgate finger food is not on this list. Wings,
Wings. Yeah, wings have got to be on there.
wings need to be on that list.
I would probably replace the meatballs with the wings on this
And
list.
then wings would be number one. So,
Yeah.
rank these stadium snacks slash food: hamburger, hot dog, popcorn, nachos, chicken strips. Robbie Falk and I don't agree on a lot of things, but I feel pretty confident we're going to agree that nachos is number one. I love the stadium nachos with the plastic thing with the cheese sauce and the Tostitos. I love that.
It depends on the nachos.
Okay. All
There's some nachos that aren't very good.
right. I'm gonna go nachos, burger, chicken strips, popcorn, hot dogs. I don't like hot dogs.
I will go chicken strips after the nachos and then popcorn. Pretzels need to be on here.
Soft
The
pretzel
hot
needs to be on
pretzels.
there.
Yes.
The Mississippi State sweet soft pretzel is
Yes.
outstanding. It's
So
really
is
good.
just the regular
The
one.
regular one's good. The sweet pretzel is a tier above it, I think.
And like the pretzels they have at the Hump are not anywhere in the same realm as what they have at baseball and
Baseball are better,
football.
yeah. Agree. I will say this too. I don't know. Did you eat food at the baseball at the Party Animals game?
Yes, I
Did you
had
go
a
to the restaurant?
pretzel.
Did you get a pizza?
No.
The pizzas are now like a long flatbread. It's not just a slice of pizza.
Well,
It's
that's
pretty
what they're
good.
doing. That's what they're doing with football this year. They've added a
Well,
flatbread.
they rolled it out for baseball. It was pretty good.
Yeah,
It's
they've
people
added
to
a
pride.
flatbread that is
Yeah.
hot honey chili.
Ooh.
And it's got like some sausage on it and stuff. It's going to be a
Okay.
specialty pizza that they have
I
over
might be making my way to the concession stand at some point. That sounds pretty good.
was good.
One more, and then we'll do the break here. Another one from John Clark Packer. His last one ranking former MSU backup quarterbacks: Plump, Morgan, York, Damian Williams, Parson, Robertson, Favre. There's a lot of guys who didn't do anything on this list. I think Kyle York is number one. I'm gonna go Plump two, Morgan three, Williams four, Parson 5. He did. Parson was, lest we forget, Parson, first team all SEC freshman team. Don't ever forget it.
There was nobody else.
Yeah. And then Favre, they'll go Robertson, Favre. Robertson has at least gone on to do some stuff.
Yeah, but Favre probably did more here.
He played in one game. I don't
I
know.
think he played more than that.
Did he?
I think.
I only remember him playing one game Dak's junior year when they were up big on UT Martin or whoever it
He
was.
played it. I'm almost positive he played at Arkansas.
Ooh, I don't remember that. That's possible, though. It's
Let's
possible.
see. Let's see.
You look it up while I do
He
the.
played in 9 games. He played in 9 games and he was 13 of 26 for 119
All
yards.
right, then he's ahead of Robertson. He can be ahead.
And yes, he played at Arkansas. That was probably his
He
missing
also
since he
gets,
playing
he should get
time.
points because of the text he sent Dan Mullen after the LSU game in 2009.
What was that?
Are you familiar with this story? Mullen told it once. He said that,
I don't.
remember when Tyson Lee gets stopped at the goal line?
Yeah.
Mullen said when he got back to the locker room and he was getting everything, he looked at his phone and Dylan Farmer has texted him and said, I would have got in.
Yeah.
What? That gets you up the list.
That, yeah. He was a gamer now. I mean, he just
I'll put him
wasn't
on. He's
big.
ahead of Robertson. You've sold me. All right, let's move into the last part of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District. I was on a podcast yesterday with our friend Brad Denny, who we were talking about earlier, the Speak of the Devils podcast, and he was asking for some suggestions. And he said, I've looked at this Two Brothers place, and I think that's where we're going to go Friday night. I was like, my friend, you will not be disappointed, and neither will you. If you're headed to Starkville this weekend to enjoy college football, enjoy a trip to Two Brothers or the older brother. Either one, a fantastic meal waiting for you in the Cotton District at Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the older brother. Great products, great service. Every business wants to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
Did, brother.
When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. And then if you need service, it's a quick turnaround because it's the same people. The people you already know, the people you have a relationship with, they're going to take care of you. And that service, because they're in Mississippi just like you, a lot of times it's going to be the same day. You can't get that with anybody else. You buy a copier or a printer from one of the big brand, the big box brands. Good luck. Good luck getting things up and running in a timely fashion. That's why you want to call Advantage Business System. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. We mentioned it earlier, but if you're coming into town and you don't have a black Mississippi State shirt, they've got them at Maroon & Co. So go grab one with the logo that works, the state script, the interlocking, the M over S. They're all right there for you at Maroon and Co. And best of all, we'll save you some money with our promo code. Thunder15 will take 15% off the price right then and there. If you're coming to Davis Wade Stadium Saturday, before you go through the gates, you need to go to Maroon and Co. Speaking of this weekend, if you're going to be out in the yard, why are we waiting? Why aren't we wasting our time? It's college football's on. We got to get in and out. You need to have some John Deere power at your back, and you can get that with a trip to our friends at Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden over there in Saltillo. What are you doing this weekend? Do you have home repair projects? Do you need to work in your garden? You got to mow the grass? Do you got to cook out? Whatever it is, whatever I just said, there's a product that will make your life easier, better, more enjoyable waiting for you at Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden. So go check them out today. Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden in Saltillo. They have what you want. Or less. All right, back at it here with our friend Wade Jones. When you ask someone, what are you thinking about? And they say nothing, is it possible? Can you actually be thinking nothing at all? You can, but it's less about I'm thinking nothing than I'm not focused on anything, right? I'm just kind of, I'm just blanked out a little bit.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
It's absolutely possible. I would agree.
You can't think nothing. You're just not thinking.
Right. Alexander Watson, another friend of ours. Y'all made a push for the Scripps State. You brought back the interlocking MSU. Well, first off, thank you for that recognition. What do you have to do to get the TV logo changed from the banner M? We just discussed it. We have to run the university.
Yes. But we're going to need some help.
We'll do the best we can. All right, Virginia Dog. Long-time listener, first-time Rumbler, welcome. If MSU ceased to exist, but and you were forced to cheer for one of the following teams, would you choose Auburn, Vanderbilt, A&M, or South Carolina? And he gave us some caveats here. Auburn, but after Freeze retires, he becomes a preacher, and you must live stream his sermons every Sunday. Vandy remains largely irrelevant, but the Whistler also ultimately passes, but he has a son that's even more annoying than him. Oh, God, a second generation. A&M, you are required to live stream every midnight yell for the rest of your life, plus it's a cult. South Carolina, but 2 days a week, you're required in your public life to wear a hat that spells out the name of the school's mascot minus the game. That's an easy choice, South Carolina.
South Carolina would be my choice.
I mean, I can say the word because it's their, what they say. I would wear a shirt that, if I would easily wear a hat that just said Cox. I would wear it.
We actually, in the late 1990s, everybody wanted that hat.
Everybody had that hat, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, so, there was no
easy
way
choice,
I could.
South Carolina.
Nobody was going to buy me that hat because I was like 8 or 9 years old, but we all wanted that hat.
Mm-hmm. Dalton Lee, my buddy who's an Alabama fan, told me he expects Bama to be 6-6 or 5 or 7 this year. That is, quote, so hard being a Bama fan these days. Should I strangle the man? Would you pay my bail? Dalton Lee, you go to jail for that. I promise you, Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk, we've got your back. We'll get you out of there, and we'll hook you up with our friends at the Voller Law Firm. They will scot-free. No jury will convict.
I don't know what I would do for Alabama 5-7.
Did you watch the Moscona video?
No, I didn't. Where he dressed up in the headdress and everything?
Chief Mazziola?
Yes.
He got a horse. He actually had a horse.
That's excellent.
And then his rant. Incredible. You've got to go check it out. Andy Losick asks us, what would you personally do with a drunken sailor early in the morning? Write on his back with a magic marker, buy some stuff with his Venmo password, or your choice? I mean, if I could use his Venmo password to buy myself, does he have money? If I can get away with it, sure. It's like being a pirate.
I doubt that he's going to have Venmo if he's a pirate.
I mean, you never know. He's got to keep his booty somewhere.
But it would probably, if I had to pick one of those two, it would probably be the Venmo password.
Yeah, that's where I'm going. Yeah. Also from Andy, on Sunday, a guy asked me at a Michigan grocery store if my maroon hat with state in block letters was a Dr. Pepper Fansville hat. The people more familiar with the SEC see maroon and white state in a small town and subliminally think Mississippi State. Yes, in the SEC, if you say state, they know who you're talking about.
Yes, absolutely. And I've personally made it my goal to spread the good word on that Mississippi State should be state. And you and I have both been on board with that for quite some time.
Yeah.
So whenever I talk about Mississippi State, I usually just say state.
Yes. Pain sleeper. Rank these feelings. Going to a bathroom at a restaurant and your food is there when you get back. Oh, man. Falling asleep on a long road trip and waking at arrival. Oh. First bite of a pork belly taco from Two Brothers. Oh. All right. The real answer here is the whole go to the bathroom and come back and your food's there. That is an S-tier experience.
That doesn't happen to me much.
It doesn't happen often.
And I don't sleep on a road trip because I'm usually driving.
I try to, if I feel like we've been waiting a little while for our food, I'll go to the restroom and try to like trigger it. Doesn't usually work, but sometimes it does.
But the first bite of a pork belly taco is immaculate.
There you go. Junction Report. This is purely hypothetical, but how absurdly hilarious would it be if there was a uniform mix-up and Arizona State showed up to Davis Wade with their all-black jerseys and the rest were like, whatever, let's let them play the game with both teams in black. Well, they wouldn't do that is the problem. They would make State – if Arizona State had no other jerseys, they would make State go get some white jerseys, which would be incredible. But I don't think that's going to be it. Although, I'll be honest with you, from what I can tell from their game day ops people over in Tempe, they're not on top of things. They're not on the ball.
They're not very good.
So it's possible that could happen.
Instead of laughing it off, like, Kenny Dillingham should be pissed that he's like, wait, there's more hotels than just a casino?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Apparently, Arizona stayed in Philadelphia came down.
Okay.
So, I mean, I guess that's where he's heard that. But
just saying. All right. Rob Hadaway, this is a good one. When scrolling through football scores, certain numbers sometimes pop out at you. Please rank these football scores in terms of how much they make you want to know what is going on there. 2, 4. 5, 8, 11, 15, 19. 4 is the number one. If I see a ball score that says 4, there's two safeties, I want to know what happened. How did that happen?
11 is strange.
11 can be strange. 19 is a weird score.
19 is a weird
like
score.
Two touchdowns, a field goal, and a safety.
If you have 19, I automatically believe the other team has 21.
Yes.
Like
And you
21 to
went for two
19
and didn't
is
get it or something. Yeah.
21 to 19 looks like an interesting score. 4 and 11 to me are the weirdest numbers. 5 is a very strange number too, but you can make sense of that. It's a field
Eight is
goal and a
just somebody
late.
went for two. Somebody
Yeah,
just, yeah, that's not that weird.
that's actually kind of aesthetically pleasing
Yeah,
sometimes.
same 15 is kind of the same. Rob Hadaway, we survived Skibidi and Riz. Are you weathering the 6-7 storm up there in Starkville? I think I told you about this. So last week at Lebby's press conference, he said, and I quoted him in my on Twitter, I said, he expects 6 or 7 of their starters to be from Marshall. And my mentions blew up. With people talking about six, it's like Ole Miss people posting random memes that have no meaning whatsoever. I just deleted the tweet. I was like, I can't go forward with this. I don't know what it means. I don't care. There was no explanation that they could have had that would have made it funny to me. I don't know what it means, Rob. Feel free to text me what it means, but I don't know. That
Well,
is
let's
officially
see.
old man yelling at a cloud right there.
But let's see. It's a TikTok trend.
Okay.
It's the meme seemingly derives from the song Doot Doot by Skrilla, which features the lyric 6-7. NBA star LaMelo Ball is also associated with the trend's inception due to impressive 6-7 height. That's it?
Yeah, whatever, man. These kids
Oh
today.
my God, dude.
These kids today.
I'm sure that our parents were the same way. They're like, I don't understand what's going on here, but I don't ever remember trends and things that we did that were
I could be wrong, but
this mind-boggling.
I don't know. Brett Christensen, Lebby mentioned the jump from week one to week two is the biggest jump a team makes in the season for improvements. Well, you'll be watching to see if that's true for State. That's a pretty easy one for me. It's the O-line.
Yes.
Want to see them better.
Like big jump.
Big jump. Agreed. Agreed. Luke Reinwalt asks, when did the golf shirt become a polo? Great question. I think it's mainly because of the company, the designer.
Polo.
When
Yes.
those shirts started happening and you were wearing a polo shirt, and then if you were wearing a shirt that looked like that but didn't have the guy on it, it was like a knockoff polo shirt, but they would still say polo shirt, and now everything's a polo shirt. Make sense? Makes sense? I think did you freeze up? Oh, no. No, not this deep in the podcast, Robbie. Come on, come back. Come back to me, Robbie.
Okay.
All right.
You froze up.
No, you froze up.
No, you froze up.
You froze up.
I
I don't
think it's probably on your side,
know.
but okay.
Whatever. All right. We're back. We're back.
You're the place that got struck by lightning.
That is a good point. All right. Here we are. This is all the stuff from that video. Stuff from the video. Me making Bryce Mitchell mad. Is this a question? It's not locked, so moving forward. That's it. All right, we're done. All right. Tomorrow's show, Brad Penny, or Brad Denny, I'm sorry, from Speak of the Devils podcast, TV3 out there in Tempe, will join us for a little Arizona State preview, and we'll get a little deeper into this matchup. Until then, for Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Mississippi Media Production.